fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 11th of August. Purple tip of the day, you do the terror oils now while you can. You can use them in place of pharmaceutical products, which once they're gone, they're gone. If you need a pharmaceutical product to stay alive, well, you're going to die. So the time to get the oils is now. I am a doTERRA dealer, available at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is our Tuesday roundtable with Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve O'Neill, the nuclear engineer, and my friend Leon Green, who is a former United States Navy officer. Gentlemen, we're joined by Steve Ben Noon. Steve, you may not be aware of this. It's breaking news. Vladimir Putin has announced a successful COVID-19 vaccine. He says one of his 2 adult daughters has already been vaccinated. They expect to go into mass production in September, no later than October. Are you aware of that, Steve Ben Noon? Hello, Steve. Take your phone off mute. Hello, Steve. Steve Ben Noon, I know you're here. Okay. Well, live radio and technical difficulties. That's something that is part of live radio. Steve, are you there now?
I am here.
Okay. Welcome, sir. Are you aware that Vladimir Putin has announced a successful COVID-19 vaccine?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're on top of it. Are you going to roll up your sleeve and volunteer to get it?
Well, we can roll up the sleeves, but it won't be for volunteering.
Okay. It'll be getting ready to lock and load and have better dexterity because the sleeves aren't in the way.
That's exactly right. So okay. I knew you'd have to translate that for most of the audience, John. Well, not your audience, my audience, yes.
Well, we both have pretty, but they get a kick out of the translation regardless. This is something I didn't expect. I've seen no news at all coming out of Russia about what they were not doing, working for a vaccine. But it's certainly going to turn the pharmaceutical industry on its head, won't it, Steve O'Neill?
Of course, they're probably terrified if the Russians have actually come up with something. I the Russians have very, very good scientific facilities, and in some cases possibly a little better than ours. And, they've got to be terrified. The patent holders have got to be terrified. Moderna must be, I won't say it on the air. No, it's a problem for them, and I frankly am rather tongue-in-cheek about the whole thing. Never mind, we don't know what the Russian vaccine really is, what its efficacy really is, what adjuvants may be with it, and et cetera, et cetera. We aren't at a panacea yet by any means. There's a lot of...
Yeah, well, they call Europe the old country for a reason, and I don't know about... what kind of institutions they have in St. Petersburg in terms of Russia, St. Petersburg. But we have universities there that go back to, say, 1724, for example. Very bright and well-educated men and women in the medical profession and in science. And, of course, the pharmaceutical industry is in turmoil at this announcement, aren't they, Leon?
Well, I'm thinking about how much their stocks have gone down just with the announcement, because of the fact that since we weren't the first with our warp speed operation, that many people would be disappointed. But he said that he gave it to his daughter, two shots. With everything I had read about Bill Gates and Melinda saying, yes, we're going to give it to our first responders. It's going to be the first priority. And then to blacks, because the inequality. And Mike Adams made the announcement saying, it looks like a great way to get rid of a lot of, or incapacitate a lot of first responders and eliminate a lot of blacks at the same time, based on Bill Gates, his sordid history with Planned Parenthood and his father. So when I read that, that's the first thing I thought about. It was, okay, let's kill a lot of people. So it was just insane to hear that the vaccine came from Russia first, and maybe that'll defer the anger that Americans have. Saying, oh, we didn't develop it, so therefore, I'll take it. And with that same mentality, it couldn't be as bad as one of the Americans did, because they obviously have done more testing. Well, it requires tens of thousands of subjects. I don't even know if they've done even animal subjects yet with this test. So it's suspicious in the big scheme of things. And I'm not rolling my own with this.
A friend of mine with an advanced degree in physics does research and development for Boeing. She said, John, and talking about these vaccines being ready to be distributed in September, October. She says, John, these people are smart, but they're not that smart. And she's a very bright woman, and I respect what she said. Steve Ben Noon, what are your thoughts on the Russian vaccine, sir?
Well, kind of like what Leon was saying, they're using it to coming out of the gate to make it look like it's not the U.S. doing these things. But it doesn't matter who makes it. They're all in it together. And they've got that. Their plan is for depopulation. As I was told recently, starting with the handicapped, disabled, and going right on down through the black community, because they're going to say whoever's more susceptible. And it's kind of interesting that the Russians get it. I was already hearing that Russia in October was going to start vaccinating their own population. And of course, we know how Russia does it. It's not going to be one of these things. Do you want the vaccine? Do you not want the vaccine? It'd be a lot different with them.
Absolutely. Well, a large part of the Russian population is not Caucasian. They're Asian. And if you include the former stands, so to speak, I don't know what influence Russia still exerts over the allegedly independent republics that were created after 1990. But you're right. When Russia does something, it's typically mandatory and not something that people will have to volunteer for, is it, Steve?
But no. Not at all. And I can only imagine what's going to happen. And they talk about, too, John, that the military, even here in the United States, is going to be facilitating in the vaccine. I'm wondering if, you know, and this just kind of thinking outside the box there, did they ever put the word U.S. military in front of that word when they were talking about the military assisting in the vaccine, or is it just military?
That's a good point. I don't recall that being stated. Leon, do you recall the statement that U.S. was put in front of military when they said military abuse?
No, sir. I did not see that.
Okay. Well, I think it's an assumption based on a hope and a belief. Steve O'Neill, you did not hear U.S. put in front of military either?
Well, of course not. It's ambiguous and probably deliberately so.
Right.
There are a couple of issues with this. Number one, a pathogen that's invented without its antidote is not a bioweapon. It's a doomsday device. Now, of course, COVID is not a normal bioweapon. It is a social engineering device. You know, the lethality is just too low. But the pathology is so high, about one-third of the people are going to have long-term illness from it, regardless of whether they had symptoms or not. So it's a very different animal. But it would stun me, absolutely stun me, if they can invent the virus, they can invent the way to stop it. And I think they have. They just don't advertise this fact.
Well, we have some proof. Steve, I need to interrupt you because we have some proof, and it's at my website. It's a Fox News employee walking out the same door the president comes through when they have their presidential briefings, and the camera's running, and the audio is running. And the man comes out, the Fox News employee, and he's not wearing a mask. And there were some people in the room there in the briefing room getting ready for the briefing, which hasn't not started. And he says, oh, don't worry. We've all been vaccinated anyway, or words to that effect. Have you seen that video, Steve O'Neill?
No, but I've heard something to this effect. Frankly, the president has been on quinine for some time, and if you're on it, you don't need to worry about the virus as much. I don't want to say that recklessly, but the...
It's not reckless, and you're correct. He has been taking hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic now for about 3 months or so, maybe longer.
That long, I think much longer. The truth of the matter is that, here again, data, there's nothing better than real data. The infection rates for the virus is very high, in the high percent. However, we can look at the Italian data, which I still believe is valid, and on the lupus cases, in which they use a hydroxychloroquine derivative as a routine therapy for lupus, 65,000 patients showed positive. I don't know how many deaths. There may have been zero or near it. What's that percentage, 0.03%? You know, it's several orders of magnitude difference
about
in performance.
Right. That's about right.
So there's no excuse for the United States not being prepared for this. And I would ask the president these questions in private, because I think he cannot answer them in public. There's something big going on. They deliberately have sickened the United States population. I can't believe for a minute that our institutions, as corrupt as they may be, are so stupid as to mishandle it the way it's been clearly deliberate. Somebody needs to be answering for this. Either that or we need to go along on panel.
Well, I doubt there's going to be any accountability. I would hope that there would be, but the way things are going, who's going to hold them accountable? The people that are also doing it, that would be a hopeless fool's errand there. Leon, do you expect to see any accountability for what's going on?
No, they're going to hide behind tort laws and things like that. I mean, look at how much accountability we had over 9/11. And, you know, the incompetence and also the malice that was involved. And they blamed it on war games that occurred at the same time. So, no, I think the accountability is going to go down the drain as well.
Right. Well, we finished the 19th year of 9/11/01 here in a few weeks. And no accountability after 19 years, despite many thousands of certified engineers publicly stating that what happened on 9/11/01 is not, defies the laws of physics, basically, the publicly stated account. Steve Ben Noon, do you expect to see any accountability on what's taking place with the Chinese flu?
Of course not. Of course not. And quite frankly, the only accountability we'll see is when they roll the troops over here to add to our own quagmire here in the United States.
Now, I've been, I doubt all three of you, maybe none of you, have had a chance to see Mike Adams' recent video he did, video report. Very disturbing, very alarming, and it's at his website, naturalnews.com. It's titled, Prepare for All-Out War, Action Bulletin, Prepare for All-Out War Against the Luciferians. He's basically saying it's over, and it's time to get ready for battle, gentlemen. Steve O'Neill, your response.
Well, of course, that's a very pregnant category of subjects, but in terms of civil war in the United States, it's very unclear. There are very strong arguments to suggest, yes, we're going to come apart. Even Martin Armstrong has mentioned it, and he's not prone to hyperbole. On the other hand, there are a number of things to suggest stability, even forced stability. I do know that Martin Armstrong, Socrates' code results indicate that there's a general undercurrent, a trend, cyclic trend, indicating sovereign dissolution by about 2032, which means in plain English that governments will fail and fall because of lack of faith in them, loss of faith in them. Certainly had lots of fodder for that. I don't think we'll make it to 2022 for other reasons, at the rate things are going, and those are geophysical. But we have a lot to suggest that we have trouble coming. And not only that, but the war cycle peaks in 2022. That is, those are also code results, and I would take them very seriously. These are not the usual kind. That both the Civil War and the World War peaks in 2022. And then there are other issues, Christine Lagarde and her statements in 2014 indicating those seven-year cycles of prosperity and difficulty. Of course, that ends next year for this quote-unquote prosperity cycle. This is a lot of data which is very difficult to sort out, but you can see very definitive trends in it. It does not look good at all. And this is all besides geophysical, which is much more. I think that there's a 50-50 shot at having enough social unrest. That depends on where the election goes to some degree. This occurred in 1860 as well, although in a kind of a mirror image situation. But I guess the future right now, we need data more than we need speculation, and it's very uncertain is the one thing we do know. I can't tell you. Are we going to have civil war or not? There's a big risk that we will. That's it's not a foregone conclusion. And in terms of
not
the spiritual war,
well,
that's my.
We are engaged in spiritual war ultimately. Leon, your thoughts on Mike Adams' statement that it's over, it's time to lock and load and get ready for open warfare. Your response, Leon?
I got that. That link last night, I didn't get a chance to review it about the Luciferian. But I'm also reading, he has a 6-part or 8-part series on the global reset. And he's going in depth about, and it includes the COVID, and he talks about the cryptocurrency and all those issues. And so I'm only in the first part, but he has a lot of merit in his viewpoints. And I think we're gonna get kinetic very quickly, but I don't know. I haven't watched it, so I can't address it yet.
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Steve Bannon, your thoughts on Mike Adams' prognostication that the discourse is finished, it's time to lock and load and get ready for what might be called either civil war or the communist insurgency. Your response, sir?
Well, one thing for sure, John, we know that this has been coming. All the intel I've gotten from the highest officials I can in Washington, D.C., right from the White House, all the way back to March, is that they knew civil war was coming. And I know there's been a lot of talk about the pedophilia rings and the communists, etc. My biggest concern, John, is that I'm seeing what's in the making of a Bolshevik revolution. And the only thing that I am concerned about, although I am in agreement that, you know, we should be preserving this country as the republic of what it is. But at the same time, I'm concerned that there are those that are going to lead us into a slaughter if we're not careful. And it really needs some wisdom on the side of the Patriot movement to consider those things as well, because they're preparing on the opposite side of the aisle there. And I don't think that the Patriots are going to be facing necessarily Americans on the other end. Some radical, yes, but there's a different plan coming, and that's what concerns me the most, is that people could end up going headlong into something that is not what they thought it was.
Absolutely.
Which will make it worse.
Absolutely. John, we got a caller and holder. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello?
Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
I have a...
Hello, John. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm probably getting some feedback there. I've heard that President Trump has been accused of being a controlled opposition, and also that he has connections with Jeff Epstein and even been out to one of his pleasure islands. And at least, I know one woman says she was 13, and she was 13, and that he had had relations with her. But what is there any substance to this, or is there any substance to the idea that Trump is a really controlled opposition, a front, sort of a puppet that's sort of put out there to probably fill in the opposition to Hillary? You know, so that Hillary could get elected, and it backfired, and now he's just playing the part of a sock puppet. What is your opinion of this?
Well, I'll respond to that, John. Thank you for your call, and we'll get some response from the other gentleman. For a sock puppet, he's getting an awful lot of traction with appointment of Supreme Court justices, appointment of federal court justices, dismantling what was done by two Bushes, one Clinton, and one Obama, basically dismantling the impediments to businesses being successful and bringing industry and manufacturing back to this country. Steve O'Neill, your response.
Well, first of all, I would find it very difficult to think that Trump is a pedophile or in any way substantially involved with any of that nonsense over there. That's more something I would expect from the Clintons. But the I don't know about Biden. But he's not smart enough to do any of it. But first of all, Trump is a product of the Brexit phenomenon. This is a sociological wave which is running through mankind, so to speak. When I first saw him running for office, I real honestly commented, this has got to be a joke. The TV host,
well,
and so forth.
Yep. A lot of mainstream Republicans thought the same thing. They've been involved in politics for decades. Yep. Steve, everybody, hold on. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word. Victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 11th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm now proudly a dealer for EMP Shield. These devices will keep your car, truck, motorcycle running, protect your computers, your home, your alternative power situation, your solar array. They're great devices. The military uses them, and they use them because they work, obviously. Also, my website, if you want to sleep better at night, get yourself an energy cleaner. If you want to wake up pain-free like I do, get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Check out the details and place your order using PayPal right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. And, of course, I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is our roundtable. We've got Steve Ben-Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve O'Neill, the nuclear engineer, and Leon Green, former United States Navy officer. Gentlemen, we got a caller and hold here. We're at Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's an honor to address such an illustrious panel. That's unusual. You know, John, I get the feeling we're enjoying the sunny summer days here of August as the final weeks of normalcy before the descent into all sorts of hype and trouble with the kids going back to school, the COVID hype, and the economic circumstances. I see September as being very tempestuous, and November, October is, I guess just an escalation of the same, but certainly November. I wanted to mention that I'm a Christian. I'm a Pentecostal Christian, so I do believe that God speaks to people by the Holy Spirit and that sort of thing. And there's a lot of chatter in this vein. There's a lot of chatter, of course, on the Internet about people praying and claiming to have dreams and that sort of thing. And it just seems that in the spiritual sphere, in the realm of intuition and words from the Lord, a great number of people are claiming that God is warning them to brace themselves for what is coming in November. And, I just wanted to throw that out there. We have all the natural circumstances, the statistics, the news stories, and there's also the revelatory side of things for those who are receptive. And I just want to mention that. I personally, my intuition is that I'm sitting here under a lovely blue sky, a nice summer day, puffy white clouds, and I feel like I'm in the final weeks before we start to see a tailspin. Just wanted to throw that out there for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Glenn, and unfortunately, I feel the same way. Glenn, thank you for your call. We'll get some responses from our panel. We'll go first to Steve O'Neill. Your response to Glenn's comment, sir.
Well, there's a lot of good reason for us to be very apprehensive. Of course, we can refer to our spiritual foundations for answers, and we can also refer to our science and our ability to use some sense in addressing the future. In other words, I've always liked to say that fate or destiny is distinguished from fate through effort. So I think we need to take the bull by the horns as a nation, as a people, and not take this sitting down. We have a lot coming, and I think we need to address it actively, not passively. That would be my view.
Okay, thank you. Leon Green, your response to Glenn's comment, sir.
I feel the same way, as if, you know, these are some of the last weeks of normalcy, or at least the new normalcy, and that's just galvanizing me to get preps done faster and as soon as possible, you know, acquiring all sorts of items, food and diesel, propane. So I agree with him in that regard.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. And, Steve Ben-Noon, your website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Your response to Glenn's comment, sir.
It's definitely coming, John. There's no doubt about it. And all the intel that I keep getting is that within 3 months, we'll be totally locked down across the nation, pretty much the northern states. There, I have been told as well that they're already into beta testing, California, New York, places like that. They're wanting to see if they're going to, what kind of pushback they're going to get, how to prepare for it. So, yes, we are definitely coming to a major transformation in this nation. And one of the intel sources I work with said, come December, you will not recognize this country any longer. So we need to prepare.
Well, absolutely. Get those last minute preps complete. I have people contacting me by telephone and email. They're just finding out about all this. They've not been preppers previously, and they're out of their minds with fear. And that's where the spiritual aspect comes in, doesn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. Yes, course, that house has to be in order first before everything else.
Absolutely. And Steve O'Neill, the spiritual part of this cannot and should not be overlooked, can it, sir?
Ultimately, that's everything. Of course, you know, our spiritual domain outranks our physical, but one is not a substitute for the other. We need to try to master both. Something I would like to add also with regard to the virus. The virus itself is a very real thing. We know the genome. We know that it's almost certainly a conjunction of the RATG13 and the pangolin with some manipulations regarding the furin site receptivity and so forth. This is a very real and very dangerous bug, but there's another side to this story. The mishandling of it, making it much worse than it needed to be, is itself its own problem. And many people are confusing, thinking, well, there's somebody really saying, well, the virus is all a hoax. That's not true at all. It's very serious. It's very dangerous. But what's more dangerous than the virus is the corruption in our government, the mishandling of this, the agenda behind it, and whatever follows COVID. That's our real threat. And we should not be lulled into, I don't think it is wise to say, oh, dismiss the virus, it's all a bunch of conspiracy, and just ignore it. They want you to do that. They want you sick and eventually dead. That's unfortunately the philosophy deep down in the catacombs of this whole agenda. Not everybody's like that. Not everybody associated with it believes that. But certainly the way it's been handled, the way the virus has been handled, is more dangerous even than the virus is. We really need to study this perspective and have data very carefully so that we don't miss the real point of what's going on here. I think that is worth mentioning.
Well, gentlemen, our planet has gone through pandemics for many centuries, and what we know what works when there's a pandemic, we quarantine the sick people. We don't quarantine the healthy people. That's never been done before. We got a caller on hold here. We got Terry in Texas. Good morning, Terry.
John?
Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. I was just going to make a comment on a couple of things I had seen regarding the situation. One of them was a video from a lady in Yugoslavia. It was on RBN, and I can't find it anymore, but pretty telling. She is, let me just give you the YouTube video.
Well,
it's called A Warning.
I've got it's on my website, her
Warning. Oh, is it?
Yeah,
very good.
We've got
yes,
it there.
Yes. Yeah, she's she has a solution, and boy, she's given a timeline that's pretty good. Also, I'd like to say that I think it's important that we all get involved in a group that can come together in large numbers. And there's also a lady on RBN, I can't find any more, but her name was Pam Popper, and that website was Make Americans Free Again, and it links you up to attorneys in your area and large groups of people. And she was mainly focused on when this vaccine comes out, what their plan is to stand against it with your lawmakers in large numbers. So I think that might be worth looking at.
Absolutely, there was a lot out there.
Two things. Right. You know, also there was a, I think it was the Church of Rome had come out with a warning for all the churches, and it was, I don't have the website, but it's pretty interesting, talking about if we let this thing go beyond being a medical issue to a political issue and where they're going with this, that it could be big trouble for the world. So,
absolutely.
Church of Rome is
okay.
Pretty powerful. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your call. A lot going on out there, and I'm getting some feedback here. That's better. It's really distracting when you hear yourself talk a second after you spoke a word. Well, Steve Ben Noon, we're just inundated with good quality information and a lot of silliness also, aren't we, sir?
That's true, John. You get a little bit of everything out there, you know, and that's just going to happen. So the only thing we can do is kind of weed through it. And I know it makes it harder, though, for the people that are listening that are trying to find the truth, because you get so many things that are being said. It's hearsay, things like that. and the information is not reliable. The intel is not reliable. And then people are trying to make decisions, life-altering decisions, based on that. And I really appreciate, too, John, that you'd brought up that when people are in this, when they're in the fear mode, that that's when the spiritual side needs to kick in. You just need to be praying about what to do. Don't make just rash decisions, because it's too late of an hour for radicalism.
It is. It is. Well, time is short. That's, I think we're all, well, no doubt, all four of us are in agreement. The time is short. I've had similar thoughts to Glenn in Pennsylvania about, I want to enjoy every day of this beautiful summer that we're having while things are more or less functioning normally, especially here in Missouri, in my home state. Everything's working once you get away from the cities. Nobody wears a mask out here at all. But the odds of that lasting more than another 2-3 months is pretty minimal, isn't it, Steve? And then
that's exactly right, John. It's not going to last much longer. And, you know, not to mention the weather changes, things like that, the earthquake we have out in North Carolina, Virginia, et cetera. And then I got photos sent to me about 100-mile-plus-hour winds hitting Nebraska, Iowa, things like that. And these are things, John, that I was being told that were going to happen, including those 100-mile-an-hour-plus winds that would hit Nebraska. In fact, I got the email sitting on my desktop right now from March that this was all going to come, coupled with civil war, civil unrest, and everything else. So we're in a very tumultuous time, and the people are going to be hit from every angle, John, every angle. And not to mention war, the Planet X. And then, of course, I was told that September, there won't be a person on the planet that will not know we are in serious trouble. And we are fastly approaching September, and things are starting to ramp up, and I think people are starting to get the picture.
Well, it'll be September in just a tad over more than 2 weeks, and that time will fly by, obviously. I've got the backhoe out at my place. Steve O'Neill's had the backhoe at his place. Leon's doing his last-minute preps. I know that you've been doing a lot of work on the road a lot, Steve, with making sure your family has a safe haven. And all four of us are making these last-minute preps, and all four of us are encouraging everybody else to be doing the same thing, aren't we, Leon?
Yes, sir. And back again with the medical supplies. You know, a lot of things you can improvise after the fact, but you know, having these medical supplies in advance are going to be crucial, and procrastination will not. I mean, there are going to be people raiding pharmacies, but even after that, you'll be out of luck.
Absolutely. And Steve O'Neill, you would also encourage people to get their last minute prep squared away, sir?
Well, naturally, it goes without saying. Frankly, 90 plus percent of the population is in a deer in the headlights mode right now. Their faces are buried in their phones, and it's one kind of escapism or another. And frankly, even for those who are very prepared or work in that direction, there are tremendous consequences in dealing with a population that is not dealing properly with these issues. They're underreacting, overreacting. They're not handling it intelligently, and so you're going to have a mass action that's going to be absolutely disastrous. And Joel Skousen, of course, some time ago addressed many of these issues in his strategic relocation. And the point is, no matter how well prepared you are, the people factor is going to be something you don't have control over unless you can just get away from the majority of it. A lot to discuss in that area.
Absolutely. Steve Van Noon, I know you've been working to do what you can to have a safe haven for your family. And you probably have people reaching out to you like I do. They just found out about this. They're full of fear. They're frightened, and they don't know what to do. And what would you say to these folks, Stephen?
Well, one thing we did, John, is that we did create a forum on our website, Israeli News Live, and for people that are in this type of predicament, that are concerned about, especially you're dealing with single moms, you're dealing with widows, things like that, where can they go? They can actually go there, comment, and then people that are reaching out to help them to come to areas that are near where they're at. So we tried to make a forum for interaction to help these people out.
That's great. Hold that thought. We got a break. Right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
gentlemen, I own about 20 Confederate battle flags, brand new in the packages, and I'm talking to our neighbors and the guys of the Legion. We're ready to display all of them here in the neighborhood in the not-too-distant future to show that we are in open rebellion against the communist insurgency. that'll be fun. Okay, closing comments. We'll start with Steve O'Neill, your final 60-second comment here, sir.
John, how on earth do you sum up? We're just beginning. I would like to just point out one thing. In these days in which the people in power and their corruption are becoming possibly enemies of the people, that we need to keep focus on who really is our adversary. Antifa, for example, is confused, taking it out on the police and so forth. And we need to not be made each other's enemy. Lot to talk about there.
There is, absolutely. Leon Green, your final comment, sir.
I'd say continue to get your spiritual house in order, get medical supplies, get a mutually assisted group, and continue to find people you can trust to bring in their technical skills, medical, and any other skills that you are lacking right now, which, you know, the typical American is well-versed in the TV watching, but, you know, when you ask them about forging and other items, they're completely in the dark. So another thing I did was I downloaded gigabytes, almost a terabyte of YouTube videos on, you know, transmission repair across the board, animal husbandry, because a lot of things we're going to have to learn after the fact, and if you don't have access to this, you'll really be in the dark. So books are always great to have, physical hard copies. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Steve Ben-Noon, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Your final comment, sir.
Well, John, I agree with Leon and Steve O'Neill as well and the things that they've said. And I would also add, because especially when the comment was made about they're good at watching TV. I know it's a little late to start, but it's never too late to do something. I would start exercising, getting in shape as quickly as you possibly can, because people have no idea what's coming. You're not going to have your luxury of air conditioning and all that on top of it, and then being out of shape and only eating donuts our whole lives is going to make it even more of a challenge, which I don't eat donuts, but, you know, the point is a lot of Americans do, and that's what's going to cause so many people to fall so rapidly.
Absolutely. I do my workout every morning. Well, gentlemen, thank you, all three of you, Steve Ben-Noon, Steve O'Neill, Leon Green. Our roundtable is getting a lot of great information out here. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll do it next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get with your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.